Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Cupid Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Rutuja. Good evening to all of you, and thanks for joining this Q4 and full year FY22 earnings call for Cupid Limited. We have mailed the results and press release to you. I hope you have received the same, and we have also uploaded this on our website and the stock exchanges. To discuss the results and address the queries of the investors, we have with us Mr. Om Garg, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Along with him, we have Mr. Saurabh Karnad, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. Mr. Garg will give a brief overview of the quarter gone past, and then we'll open the floor over to Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future or which can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the uncertainties and the risks that we face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual report, which you can find on the website. With that said, let me hand over the call over to Mr. Garg. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cupid Limited, I would like to thank you for joining the quarter four FY22 and the full year FY22 results for Cupid Limited earnings conference call today. I hope by now you have seen the results we had circulated last night. And without going into details, I will just mention a couple of salient points about the results. First of all, we managed to deliver a healthy performance in spite of some external factors. Further, the top and bottom line of the company results were impacted by higher input costs and also the lower percentage of high margin female condoms during the quarter and the year. Furthermore, the results were also impacted by a long delay in the publication of 3-year South African tender results from October 2021 until February 2022. So that 5 months delay in the publication of results and the awards for this year's contracts influenced our slower performance in terms of female condom sales during the year 2022. Going forward, we expect company to do quite well on the back of our strong order book, which stands at 209 crore as of April 2022. And these orders are coming from many countries, and several of them have been confirming repeat orders. There are two other salient features from this last year's performance. Number one, we achieved a record 50 crore sales from UNFPA during the year. This is the highest ever sales we have received by supplying to 38 countries throughout the year. We have now become one of the largest suppliers to UNFPA, and we remain confident that more orders would be coming in during the current year as well. For the first time, UNFPA has become the top customer of Cupid Limited. Last year and year before, it was number two. The second point I would like to mention is that this year, FY22, we were able to achieve a sale of 25 crore worth of water-based lubricant jelly sales as compared to only 2.25 crore in the FY21, a year ago. So this is a significant improvement on lubricant jelly sales, which is a high margin product for us, 40 to 45% EBITDA margin. One other factor related to jelly sales is that for the first time, Cupid has received the FDA permission to market our lubricant jellies within India. It makes us only second or third company in the entire country to market this lubricant sales, which are growing in demand rapidly, not only in India, but also worldwide. So now I would like to open the session for question and answer period.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Omkar Gugardare from Sri Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My question was regarding the 209 crore worth of orders which you are having. So can you just bifurcate that?
Yes. Out of that, we have 122 crores of orders from various customers confirmed with purchase orders, including UNFPA. And the balance of the order, we have received confirmed information from the Treasury of South African government for which the purchase orders will come through each quarter. So we have a very healthy order book, and 71 crore order is 71% of this is for female condoms, and 24% of the orders are for female condoms, and the balance is for the lubricants.
So this 71-24 you are talking about for the entire 209 crores, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. The second question is on the Vitro division, which you have set up recently, and which will be commencing in the current financial year. Can you talk a bit more about that, and what would be the revenue and EBITDA contribution you would be expecting in that?
Okay, for the IVD new project, I had mentioned in the last con call that we are going through the regulatory approval process, and we are through with about 12 products. with the Controller General of India, and we plan to start our commercial operations in the second half of this current fiscal. It has taken us longer than we had anticipated. However, there are quite strict requirements from both ICMR as well as Drug Controller of India. In addition, we are proceeding quite well for ISO 13485 license, which is required not only to fulfill the export requirements, but also to make sure that our product quality and our regulatory requirements are fully met. So we are moving rapidly to achieve these ISO certification as well. And following that, we would be moving to apply for the CE license, which is required for sales in the European market, and ultimately for a WHO GMP, which we are expecting to apply in the next financial year.
Okay, but what about the contribution of CapEx in that? What would be the revenue potential? What kind of EBITDA margins you are looking at? Can you talk to me more about that?
Yeah. Capital expenditure we have made in this project, including the construction, is about 8 CR. And because of the delay in the regulatory approval, we are forecasting a very nominal 5 CR sales revenue during this current financial year, with a EBITDA margin of about 20%. However, starting from FY 24, we are shooting for approximately 20 to 30 CR sales revenue from IVD products. We have some good indications from a Singapore pharmaceutical company to manufacture five of their patented products in our facility at CUPID. And we, assuming we are successful in concluding our negotiations, that could take at least 50% of our installed capacity. So we are anxiously looking for that, plus some other export orders we are expecting based on our preliminary marketing efforts.
Okay, the next question is on the revenue potential for the current financial year. You have spent around 132 crores. So what kind of targets you are looking at? And out of 209 crores, how much you will be targeting to complete in this year?
Out of the 209 CR, we are projecting a sale of about 160 CR in the current financial year, FY23. And the balance of the order, about 40 some crores, will be carried over into the next financial year.
Okay, most of these orders, like 70% of these orders are from female condom business, right? Out of this 150 CR, which will be targeting.
Yeah, we are expecting at least 30 CR worth of FC orders during this current financial year.
Are you talking about CUPID orders, sir?
I'm sorry?
No, the last part of the sentence, I just missed that.
No, we are expecting approximately 30 crores worth of sales for female condom during the current financial year 22-23?
Out of 160 crore.
Yes, minimum.
So, but that is not translating to around 70% of the overall business from female condoms.
Yes, this past year, 2022, we had only 14% of our FC sales. So we would be almost doubling that quantity in the FY23.
So what you are saying is that out of 160 crores of total revenue which you are targeting, only 30 crores will be from female condoms.
Right now, that is what it is looking for. Of course, we have been contacting other potential customers. Mainly, a tender is expected from Brazil during the month of June. If and that is worth another 25 to 30 CR. If we are successful, then our total FC sales would be as higher as 60 crores. Out of 150 or 160 crores top line.
Okay, but earlier you mentioned, sir, out of 209 crores, 71% is female condom. So it does not add to everything, sir.
No, the out of the 209, 71% is orders are for male condom.
Oh, 71% is for. Okay, got it. 71 is for male and the rest is female.
Right, correct.
Okay. Just the last question, sir, on USFDA front, what's the latest on that?
Sorry, which one?
The United States, USFDA, your entry into US market, sir.
Okay, finally, we have managed to finish the South African pregnancy study and now we are expecting to submit our 510K application to US FDA in the early part of June. And we are expecting they may take from 6 to 9 months to comment on our application. Assuming that we are successful, then we could start our commercial activities in U.S. In April 23 onwards.
Okay. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prashant Kalir, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Prashant Kalir, please go ahead with your question. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. This is Prashant Kalir. Individual investor. My question is regarding IVD. IVD sales during this year is zero. Or let's say 3 crore 72 lakhs. But during this quarter and last quarter it was zero. The question is, management projected that IVD business will be commercialized in June 2021 because of the COVID disruption, commercial the construction activities took longer time. But then how could management miss out the approval part, which is more complicated than putting bricks and mortar together? The approval part in India at least takes sometimes 6 months to 8 months. But management, I think, did not consider that one, and that gave us a false indication about starting up of this IVD business. Now this IVD business is late by 1.5 years almost. So this is not very ideal situation, the delay of 3 months, 6 months can be acceptable. This is too much misguidance. That's what I think.
No, you are correct in the sense that construction was delayed by over 15 months due to corona. There was no activity, no workers available, and the entire project was stalled. After that, our initial timeline for the regulatory process was 6 months, which is doubling more than that to about 12 months. The requirements of the different departments for each of the products are quite extensive, and the both the drug controller office and the local FDA offices, they have been swamped with additional work, resulting in much slower processing for our applications. So these were some of the reasons which were beyond our control, and we could not have forecasted neither the Corona 19 consequences nor the procedural delay and the regulatory requirements of the drug controller of India.
Yeah, okay. We understand it, sir, because we live in a red tape country, right? It takes like, you know, for these regulatory things, it's very, very difficult and complicated. As a businessman, you understand it and we also understand it. But now, are we confident that we are, we will get the approvals for in next 3-4 months and we will start the commercial activity and sales of the IVD products by, let's say, November, December or something like that?
Yes, we are. We already have received the manufacturing license for 5 products, and the next 4 products are also in the process. We expect to achieve that by August. So, yes, we are hoping to start the commercial activities from September onwards, in the second half of this commercial financial year.
And shouldn't we have start tried to get some orders and outsource it initially, and then, you know, bring it in house once our capacity comes in? That route should have been tried so that we are already in market and people know that we are in this business. Was it possible to do that?
Well, we are looking at all possible channels for marketing, including the main one is to participate in the export tenders. There are several products like malaria, dengue, syphilis, HIV, which are very much in demand from sub-Saharan African countries. So we are looking at that. And also we are looking at tenders from the Indian government and some of the state governments as well, including local distribution. And further, we are looking at a contract manufacturing facility, and as I mentioned earlier, we are in touch with at least one big pharma company from Singapore, and we would be contacting a few other Indian big pharma manufacturers as well to do contract manufacturing. So we, at this point, we don't know exactly what direction our marketing will take, and we expect that it will take about next 12 months to see a clear picture in terms of the revenues and the profits we could achieve.
And sir, is it a big, good idea to contact pharma companies or distributors in loosely regulated countries like in South America and Africa? So in those markets, the regulatory approvals are faster, and then probably we can get licenses for distributing these products or supplying these products in those partially regulated markets. So could you please look into that and try to establish some distribution network in those countries, because that will be very fast.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. We are targeting into export markets from some of these countries where we already have established commercial relationships through their ministries of health, through the sale of our contraceptives and lubricants. So we are reasonably familiar with their process, how to compete in some of their tenders. So you are right. The best prospects for Cupid would be to prioritize those orders, export orders, from these different countries. And as I mentioned, the big requirement for these export tenders is to be qualified by ISO 3485, which we are at an advanced stage, and we should achieve that certification in next couple of months.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Omkar Gurgundare from Sri Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I guess you have around 54 crores of cash in your balance sheet. How do you plan to utilize that, sir?
Well, we are looking at a couple of possibilities. Number one, our working capital requirements are going to be increased from about 30 CR to as high as 45 to 50 CR because of the larger volumes of the orders. And second category for the funds requirement would be the working capital funding for the IVD business, for which we don't have a very precise estimate, but we expect that could take another 15 to 20 CR in working capital. And of course, the third category is we always plan to maintain our dividend at least at 4.5 rupees per share. And as we mentioned, we have very little expenditure planned for capital work in the next financial year. So that's our precise plan, how we see utilization of the surplus funds we have right now. We have, by the way, also we are considering a buyback program of shares, some of which you had expressed interest and had suggested, and an expert committee is looking into it to see how we could achieve that program as well. So hopefully we would report that at the next meeting.
Management is in favor of doing that?
I'm sorry?
Management is in favor of doing the buyback, so are you actively looking at it?
Well, because of the extra capital requirements, we see to run the operations, that would be one of the factors in considering the size of the buyback. And that is why we are looking for some expert advice on this. And the final results hopefully will be discussed and presented to the shareholders hopefully at the next meeting.
What about the hunt for the studio
recording
going on, sir?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Omkar. We cannot hear you, sir. Mr. Omkar, we cannot hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, my question was regarding the hunt for the CEO, which has been going on for last 2 years, more than 2 years, I guess. Any progress on that? And what would be Mr. Saurabh's role in the organization? Can he please talk about this?
Yeah, Omkar, yeah. Basically, I just look forward to this corporate governance and filing with all the requirements of the stock exchanges and all. So basically, I am looking after all the secretarial load of a company.
Okay, and what about the CEO post which was supposed to be there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asking the CEO post which was going on, hunting for the CEO post.
Okay. Om sir?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Om sir would like to answer that.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, hey. About the CEO job, as I had mentioned at the last meeting, we are looking for someone who has quite an extensive background in the IVD business as well, along with the export marketing for female condoms, male condoms and lubricants. Hopefully, we would find someone during this financial year.
Okay, but you haven't been successful in doing that for the last two years, more than 2 years, I guess. So, what makes you confident that you will be able to hunt for it in this year?
No, before last year, we were looking for one individual who had expertise in the contraceptive market, who also had some international marketing and also some financial background as CEO. But now, with the decision to add another vertical to our business line in terms of IED, our focus has changed now in terms of the requirement for CEO, so which has delayed this process somewhat.
Okay, the next
question. Hello?
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Okay. My question was regarding, sir, I wish a good health for you, but in your absence, who will run this organization and who runs this organization? Who is on the forefront for this? Who takes care of everything?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat your first question?
I was asking, sir, I wish a good health for you, but in your absence, what's the succession plan for this? Liquid Limited, and who will run this? I mean, who will succeed you as your successor?
Okay. Okay, thank you. First of all, thank you for your good wishes. With God's grace, I am in excellent physical shape at 78. I am still able to work at least 10 to 12 hours every day, almost 7 days a week. Now, in addition to that, we have a very strong team running Cupid in all the 8 departments. These people have been, some of them, in the job for over 15 years. And we have even the third level of management is coming along very well with their additional experience every day. I am personally still enjoying the business, and we have been looking to strengthen Cupid. And you may recall that we have grown Cupid from a very small company in 2002 with only two lines of production and only male condom. And then next 5 years, we had expanded to four more lines. And starting from 2007 to 12, we did a 5-year research program to develop a female condom, which resulted in Cupid as the first UNFPA pre-qualified company in India and only second one in the world. And then in 1916, we started research on water-based lubricant jelly, for which I reported earlier that we achieved a record sale of 25 CR with 40 to 45% margin. And now we have added this IED, additional vertical line of business, which hope will our sales will go over 200 crore 2 years from now. So we have constantly improved the performance of Cupid. We have paid 4.5 rupees dividend for the last 3 years at least, and we are looking at further opportunities for diversification of business within Cupid. One of the next line of business we are looking at women sexual health related products, for which there seems to be a very attractive market, both in India as well as overseas. So I am confident that Cupid will continue to show good performance. It has been a profitable company, a strong cash flow, and zero debt. And our worldwide reputation is improving almost every year. We have sold our products so far into 95 countries. So the prospects of expanding further our top and bottom line are reasonably good.
So my question, thanks for the answer, sir. Another question is that what keeps you going at the age of 78? And another thing is that has anyone approached you for the sale of the business, or have you approached someone for this? And what's your thinking about this, sir?
No, as I may be 78, but I feel like I am only 68. First of all, so I'm very enthusiastic, and I'm very much interested in the business of Cupid. Now, to answer your second question, yes, we have been approached about our potential sale of our stake in Cupid, and our response is that we are open to any reasonable suggestion. We will continue on that track. As long as I am running Cupid, we would continue to improve its performance for all of the shareholders.
But as you have said, sir, you have been approached for sale of this business, so then what's the further update about that, sir?
Well, the different potential customers have different vision, and they are looking at future possibilities of what can be done with the Cupid business going forward. So they have to make their own evaluations in terms of what additional capital expenditure they are willing to put forward, and what they can expect in terms of top line as well as bottom line. With our last expansion 2 years ago, you may recall we had increased our installed capacity from 400 million cc's per year to 560 million pieces per year. And we are not looking at further expansion in the immediate future because we are not certain if the market would still be there for much higher production. Recently, a big Malaysian manufacturer, they increased their capacity to over 3 billion pieces and they could sell only 60% of their capacity, and they resulted in reporting a loss situation being such a huge company. So on one hand, we are careful about expanding too fast without realizing and without consolidating our marketing situation for the new production, but at the same time, we are looking at new business verticals to grow Cupid.
In all of this, there comes
okay. I'm asking.
Can you please repeat?
Yes, my question was regarding this is all good, sir, which you have said, but then what's stopping you or the buyer from buying Cupid or you selling Cupid?
No, it depends on what is the offer and against what is our expectation. So it's a straight business negotiation.
Yeah, correct. But so how far we are from that, sir? And what's the status on that? So just wanted to hear that.
Well, I would say we are within 15% to 20% of the numbers.
Oh, sorry, I could not get you, sir.
May I request you to please rejoin the queue?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
No. You are asking me how close we are in the negotiation. I say we are about 15% to 20% far apart. Between the expectation and the offer.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prashant Kumar Hazariwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Hello. Yes, sir. My first question is, we have done exceptionally good on lubricant daily this year, right? So how sustainable is that going forward?
Which one?
Lubricant Kelly. We have done 25 crores of business, right, this year. So how sustainable this business and the turnover going forward?
Okay. We have actually done about between 25 and 26 crores worth of business of lubricants this year, of which I mentioned is the highest ever. Now, the indications are that we would continue to achieve this level of sales going forward. This is on our discussion from the procurement agencies and agents at UNFPA. The main reason is that the use of personal lubricants along with the condoms has been found to be very, very useful and favorable with the users of condoms. And almost in last 3 years, it came from a very small quantity to large volumes of business. So I would expect we would continue to do as well as this year, at least into the next 2 years. Of course, we have yet to achieve that.
So, at what capacity is this facility working?
We have about 210 million pieces ordered. So, we have lots of capacity and we were running the plant at 95% capacity utilization, and we were doing only two shifts out of three for about 8 months. So we do have additional capacity, and recently we have added a micro biology lab to maintain the quality of our lubricant. By the way, there are very stringent quality requirements by WHO, and Cupid is only one of the four or five approved pre-qualified suppliers throughout the world.
Okay, that's good. So, major customer of this lubricant gel is WHO, right?
Yes, WHO, UNFPA with 38 countries. Many of them who buy male condoms, they are also buying into lubricants. We have added several countries outside the African continent. And I think I mentioned earlier remote countries like Mongolia, Ukraine, Romania, Georgia, in the central Middle East, and in the Caribbean, Nicaragua, Cuba, and several of the islands, Haiti, on the east side, Philippines, Papua New Guinea. So the market seems to be expanding in terms of demand for lubricants.
Okay, so that's good. So we can even expect a growth from 25 crores to 30 crores kind of thing, right? So is it possible for next year?
Our target is about 25 CR, at least as much as we have done in the FY22.
Okay, that's good. So my next question is like with 30% kind of the female condom and the lubricant jelly, like so lubricant how much operating margin we can expect going forward in the next year, because we did have in FY21 we did 25% of operating margin that came down to 70%, but in FY21 lubricant share was very less, right? So in coming year, it's like lubricant share is increasing, and our FC share is coming back to the FY21 levels, right? So what kind of operating margin you can expect for FY23?
For FY23, we are projecting an EBITDA margin of 45 to 50% in the yearly sales, which, as I mentioned earlier, should be at least 25 CR. And similarly, we are projecting about, say, 50% profit on the sale of FC on a at least 25 crore sales there minimum. So between the two, we can expect a total sale of 50 CR and about 20 CR EBITDA profit. And our total sale projection for next year is about 160 CR sales with a profit margin or net profit of say about 32 to 35 CR, out of which, as I mentioned, 20 to 25 CR would come from only two products, lubricants and female condoms.
So, like, for 160 CR, we are expecting 32 CR of operating margin. That's what you say?
Yeah, net profit after tax of 32
CR. Net profit after tax. Okay. That's a PAT year. That will be 32 CR kind of thing. That is what you are expecting, right?
Yes, that's called PAT, profit after tax.
Okay, all right. And by this year end, what kind of contract we are expecting? What is in the pipeline?
In terms of
in this year, what kind of tender we are expecting? How much in this pipeline, in the pipeline for this year?
No, for this current year, I mentioned that we have confirmed order of female condoms already, and in addition, we are expecting a new order from a female condom tender to be published in June from Brazil. So we have not yet accounted for that in this year's projection. This 160 CR sales and 32 CR profit I have mentioned. Now, in terms of lubricants, we are expecting the sales to reach at the same level as last year, say about 25 CR. But we have confirmed the order during May only of 5 CR. But we are hoping that lubricant orders will be coming through as we move ahead in the calendar year.
Okay. So what kind of new order pipeline we have, right? So this 209 crores of orders that we have received last year, right? So what kind of new order pipeline is in this year currently? Have we participated in any tendering process or that is under process kind of thing, like any pipeline? How many tenders we have participated so far for this year?
We have already received the order from Tanzania worth about 65 crores already, which is included in the 209 order book. Only new order we are expecting is from Brazil, anywhere from 25 to 30 CR. And Government of India is also floating a tender which may be 15 to 20 CR. And in addition, the demand for lubricants, we cannot yet quantify it, but we are expecting about 15 to 20 CR order throughout the remaining financial year until March 2023.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Yogandri Swami from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is regarding your order book. You mentioned your order book is of 209 crores, but I think the last quarter press release, the order book was 141 crores. And between quarter four and quarter one, we have announced an order win of more than 170 odd crores. So if I do the calculation, the 209 crore order book looks less. So is there any cancellation of order or am I missing something in this?
No, not really. We had 140 crore worth of orders at the last meeting time, and we have dispatched about 30 million out of that in the January to March quarter. So that left us with a balance of 110 crore, and we had received smaller quantities of orders from UNFPA, so that 110 increased to about 120, and then we have received the order of over 100 crores from the South African tender, which we had announced in February. So with that addition, we have come to 209.
And sir, what about the Tanzania order that we had received for 65 watt crores? That is not included in this?
No, that the Tanzania order, which came at the end of March, we have included it in the book, and it would be delivered in next 6 to 7 months.
Sorry, there was a disturbance from your line. So this 65 crore year thing is part of this 209 crore order book.
Exactly. 65 crore order is part of 209 CR, which would be dispatched in next 6 to 7 months.
But sir, like you said, we last press release, we have 141 crore order book, subtracting 31 crore order which we delivered in Q4, so that leaves us with 110 crore, right? Then, between then and now, we have announced 4 order wins, 2 of UNFPA of roughly around 12 odd crore. So, this 110 plus 12, which we come to 122. And then 100 crore South Africa order, 65 crore Tanzania order. So, that adds 165, so it should be around 280 to 90 crores.
No, the 65 was, I think, included in that order during, it came in February, March. So, that was included in this.
Tanzania order was announced by you on exchange on 15th April. And the press release was in January. The 141 crore press release was in January. So, again, how was this included then?
No, so I think we have to subtract the dispatches we also made in April and May.
But this 209 is this 209 crore order which you have mentioned, this is as of today, as of 31st May, or is this as of 31st March?
No, so this is as of today, current.
Okay, so you are saying this 209 crore is as of today, and April and May ka sales is also deducted from this.
Yes.
But still that number would be very, very high. If we have to go by that calculation, probably our Q1 would be highest ever quarter then. And by a huge margin.
Which quarter you are talking?
I think this coming quarter, April, May, June, Q1 FY23, if I go by that calculation, then I think this would be one of our highest ever quarters and by a huge margin. Is that right then?
No, I think we are expecting 30 to 40 CR sales during the April to June quarter, but again, these orders are for male condoms. Female condom sales will only start from June. The tender results which came out in February, and then the purchase order came in March and April. Production is going on in May, so the pack will be only in June. So top line may be reasonably well, but the profitability would be not in proportion.
Understood, sir. And sir, the supply of FC will kick in from which quarter? The bigger contract that we have won? This will start coming into our top line from which quarter, sir?
I'm sorry, please do it again.
I think the South African order that we have received of FC for 68 crores, the supply of this will start from this quarter in this year?
Yes, the 65 CR order you mean from Tanzania?
No, South Africa order, sir.
South Africa order
of 68 crore female condom will start supply from this quarter?
That would start from end of June.
Okay, Q2 onwards.
Yes.
All right. And sir, you mentioned about a consideration that you have taken up for the buyback. So, can you share some more light? What kind of numbers you are looking for in terms of buyback? Or is this a very initial level of consideration that you have just started? Any more color or insight that you could share on buyback, sir?
No, I think. We are at a very initial stage of discussion on the buyback amount. We have almost like 80 CR but then the opinions differ as low as 20 CR upward of 40 CR. So that is where we are engaging some experienced people in this line to guide us. And we don't know yet what the final outcome will be because we have to consider a larger amount of working capital requirements, both for condoms as well as for IVD. So really, to answer your question, we are at a very preliminary stage of discussion.
Fair enough. That's really helpful. Thank you.
And further to this discussion, I just want to correct the order book situation. As mentioned in the press release, this 209 CR order book is as on April 22.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for attending this fourth quarter and full year earnings conference call. And I would like to thank all our shareholders for supporting Cupid through both thick and thin years during our operations. And we would like also to thank our customers who have shown confidence in the quality of Cupid products through their repeat orders. Many of them have been our customers for over 10 years. And also, I would like to thank all Cupid employees for working diligently throughout the year for the improvement of Cupid. In the end, I would like to assure all of you as our shareholders that we are working with the best of our capacity and capability to deliver better results going forward. Thank you again for attending the earnings conference call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Cupid Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.